my beautiful beings. I am so happy that you are here, and I'm so happy that you found this podcast, because let me tell you, I will be shifting you, inspiring you, uplifting you, and just pushing you into action so you could be creating, changing, impacting lives just like you were meant to, just like you were born to. So let's not waste any more time. Let's get started. Hello, you guys, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It has been a minute and a half since I've done a full podcast. I've been doing a lot of Instagram reels and a lot of blogging and writing, but I haven't done a more in-depth topic via podcast in a while. So welcome. I'm happy to be here with you guys. I have a subject that I wanted to share with you guys on that I think a lot of beautiful, beautiful, purpose-driven entrepreneurs, kingdom entrepreneurs, a person who has a message, an art, a creation beating in their heart, a person who knows they have a purpose, they carry massive, massive value. And what I see happening with these beautiful souls is they are doing so much, pouring out, basically giving so much value, so many goodies, right? They're pouring out through video, through audio, through podcasting, through blogging, whatever outlet it is, but they're just pouring out, right? And so what I see happening is that these beautiful individuals are making one really, really, really big mistake, which will in the end, very, very sadly, will cause them to go into burnout and then quit. So many ministries, so many entrepreneurs, so many beautiful souls, like I said, who have an art, who have a message, who have something beautiful and valuable to give to the world, literally gold to give to the world, like a cure to cancer, so to speak. But they make this one really, really, really big mistake, and that's this. They forget to ask for the sale. So let's unpack this a little bit. Think of it this way. Your ministry, your purpose, the thing that you're pouring out is in your clients or your readers, your audience, you have a relationship with them, right? It's a relationship. Your business, your ministry, you're in relationship with it. You're in a relationship with your clients. You're in a relationship with your business. So let's unpack this a little more. What does that mean? So a relationship, as we know, usually contains at least two parties, right? Two people or two. Yeah, there's two parties involved. So it's a two-way street, right? So if you're constantly giving, 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 and never receiving anything back, that's not a healthy relationship. Something is off there, right? Because a healthy relationship requires two people to dance, basically, two people to tango. It takes giving and it takes receiving. So if you, in your business, in your ministry, in your purpose-driven, you know, whatever that you're doing, whatever that you're creating, if you're constantly giving, 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 pouring your heart and soul out, but never asking for the sale, never being in position to receive, never positioning yourself to receive, eventually you will burn out. Eventually you will quit. Eventually you just won't be able to keep going. It's not sustainable. And it's interesting because I kept hearing this word in my spirit earlier today. It's not sustainable. It's not sustainable. And I'm like thinking, well, what the heck is not sustainable? And then earlier today, I was in the sauna. I was just hanging out, doing my thing. And I wanted to prepare a podcast for you guys today. And this is the message that dropped into my spirit. This is the message that came to me. And I just knew I had to share it with you. Because if you're one of those people like me and so many others who, you know, I started off basically in the same shoes, never asking for the sale and not understanding why things weren't growing. Why was I not making any money? Why were things not progressing? Why was I still in the same spot years later? And it only, I mean, eventually, you know, you will get it, but hopefully this message comes to you earlier on in your journey. And if not, that's totally fine. You know, if you're years on into your journey, you know, you have a calling on your life, you're passionate about something, and you are just one of those people that have fallen for, you know, the idea or the trap that it is bad, or it is, you know, I'm going to seem like I'm going to feel, or I'm going to be seen as like a salesy person, and I don't want to be that, or, you know, I shouldn't be selling, you know, it's not, you know, there's just so much tied to selling, you guys. Like, there's just so much shame, there's so much like guilt, there's so much like bad, like no energy assigned to selling. Like, selling has a really, really, really bad rep. But the thing is, like, if you are planning on continuing to do your purpose like you were meant to, if you're going to continue to release, you know, the gold, the value that you are here to release, that if you're going to impact the people that you are here to impact, you must change your relationship with selling, and you must become very, very, very comfortable with it. Because selling is actually a beautiful, beautiful thing, you guys. Think of it this way. Think about if your favorite restaurant was open like Monday, maybe Tuesday, Wednesday, they thought, oh no, I better not show up today and sell, you know, these delicious sandwiches. That would be too salesy of me. Like, how ridiculous does that sound, right? Like, it sounds ridiculous thinking of it that way, but you give them permission to sell every day, right? You give your favorite coffee shop permission to sell your favorite coffee every day, and you would be very disappointed if they weren't selling you, right? You would be disappointed if they would, you know, get up all in their head about like, oh, maybe I shouldn't sell today. That would be so salesy of me. That would be like so greedy and so bad. And what would people think? Imagine if your coffee shop operated out of that mindset. You know, it sounds silly thinking about it, but that's exactly what beautiful entrepreneurs who have literally gold, carry massive value, will, you know, get up all in their head, get stuck in this thing that selling is like somehow bad, you know, and sleazy and greedy, and you shouldn't do it. You shouldn't sell. Or if they do sell, it's very, very like kind of like hidden, kind of like, oh, look at my offer over here. Like, look at what I'm offering, like kind of hiding it, like in your link, or like not actually showing up, like boldly shining your fire, blazing your light and saying, you guys, look over here. I have this amazing freaking offer. It's going to shift you. It's going to change you. It's going to offer you massive value. It's going to literally, you know, cure whatever, you know, if you have cancer, it's going to cure cancer. Like it's massive. It's good. It's amazing. It's going to change your life. Imagine if you showed up like that in all your glory, unapologetically sharing, speaking from this place of confidence that you had the best thing that these people absolutely needed. They absolutely had to have. Can you imagine like what a huge difference you would make? Imagine all of the people that you are literally doing a massive, massive disservice to by not selling. Let me say that again. You are doing people a massive, massive, massive disservice by not selling. Because you will not be able to sustain, and you will not be able to continue to keep going because your relationship is messed up with your business, with your ministry, with your clients. It's a one-way road. You're giving wholeheartedly, but you're not positioning yourself to receive. So that's what you must understand. You must position yourself to receive. Let's unpack that a little bit. What does that mean? How do I position myself to receive? So you, by positioning yourself to receive, you must be selling, right? You must be available. You must have products or services or things, whatever you're selling, it must be available for people to buy. Like, think about something that is non-negotiable in your life. Like, think of something in your life that is prospering, that you're doing really well at. Like, for example, you know, it could be fitness. You know, you could be getting really, really good results in fitness. You might have, you know, an epic body. You might have your diet, you know, tuned in, dialed in, whatever you want to call it. Or you might have like a super healthy relationship with your partner where you guys are just, you know, in love. You guys are walking hand in hand. You see eye to eye. You're just, just like a beautiful relationship with your partner, whatever, just think of any area in your life right now that you, that just comes effortlessly to you, and it just flows, and it's natural, and it's beautiful, and it's fun, and it's easy. And now think of it this way. Why is it that way? Why is it that this thing is flourishing in your life? And you probably know the answer to that. And the answer is this. It's because you've made it a non-negotiable to not be flourishing, right? You've made fitness, or a, you know, your relationship with your husband or your relationship with your kids a non-negotiable for it not to be good. Like every day you add to this relationship, you do, you know, you wake up, you know that you have to work out that day. Like it's a non-negotiable. You don't think about it. It's just something you do. It's just a piece of your life. It's just something you do. Same thing with food. You know that you're not going to be freaking chowing down on Cheetos or Doritos every single day. Yeah, you might allow yourself to have, some chips on the weekend or whatever, but you're not doing it on a daily basis. Like you have, like there are certain lines that you draw, right? In your diet, in your fitness, and it's a non-negotiable. It's just what it is. It's just who you are. It's just like a byproduct. It comes naturally to you, right? So same thing with selling, you guys, same thing with positioning yourself to receive. Make it a non-negotiable to sell and share your offers and your services with your clients, with your customers, with the people, with your audience on a daily basis. Like take the emotion out of it. Take the thought that I might be too salesy, I might be too this, that, or whatever other thoughts are coming into your mind when you think about selling. If you were to put all of that aside and just make it a non-negotiable to where you just show up and you do it, it's a part of business. It's a part of life. It's just the way that you do things. It will literally just become a habit. Just like it's a habit to brush your teeth every day, you don't think about it. It's just a habit. You just do it. Same thing with like working out. If you have, if you've consistently been working out and you consistently work out and it's a non-negotiable, this will become the same way. It's just a part of what it is, right? So that is one way you position yourself to receive, is you make it a non-negotiable and you do it on a daily basis. Every day you sell. If you're breathing, you're selling, right? If you have a ministry, if you have a business, then you should be selling. If you're doing it as a hobby, then that's a different story. But if you're here to make an impact, if you're here to change and shift lives and you want to do it full time, you want to make it your life's career, your life purpose, whatever you want to call it, you want to do it full time and you want to succeed in it. You want your life to flourish. You want your life to prosper. And then you want your clients' lives to prosper and you want their lives to be impacted and elevated. Then you must be selling. You must be selling, because if you're not selling, then this is just a hobby, and then this is like not even a conversation to be had. Another way to position yourself to receive is to be available. So here's a great example, and it kind of ties into the very first point that I just said. So the other day or the other week, whatever, I was walking into the grocery store. And as usual, I buy my kids snacks. So there's multiple, like there's different type of snacks that they like. Sometimes I'll buy them like their granola bars. Sometimes it's like the fruity snacks. Sometimes it's Cheez-Its, whatever it might be. But as I walked into the grocery store, the very first snack that stood out to me, it was literally as soon as I walked in, it was right there. It was the very first thing that I saw. It was Cheez-Its. And I'm like thinking, okay, perfect. Well, I don't need to go hunt down the other snacks. It's right here. So I grabbed it and I kept walking. And then I got this understanding. This is how it should be with their offers. The reason why I grabbed those Cheez-Its was not because they were better than the fruit roll-ups that I could have purchased, or the granola bars that I could have purchased, or any other snacks that I would normally purchase my kids. The only reason why I grabbed them was because they were available. They were right there. They were front and center. It was easy. It was a no-brainer. I just grabbed them and I kept going. So same thing goes with your offers, you guys. If the customer, or your client, or your whoever is needing to hunt down your offers and needing to go to your website, scroll through all of the beautiful content that you provide, and they're having to hunt it down, they're just not going to buy from you. And you're just not going to have, the impact, you're just not going to have as many sales as you could if you was just easily and readily available at all times. If you're doing a podcast, Talk about your offer in between. If you're doing a, you know, a YouTube video, always talk, even, you know, at the end or beginning or whatever, bring up the offer, bring up the value. What are you selling that at that time? In your blog post, and then always, and all of your stuff, leave links, make it easy for them to purchase, just to click, so they don't have to go searching for it on your website, so they don't have to go to your bio and click the link, right? Make it available front and center where they are, so they don't have to go hunt for it. Make it available. So just like the analogy with the store, you know, be available. So those are my two tips on receiving. So the first one is get out of your head about selling, right? Just like your favorite coffee shop or your favorite restaurant is not all up in their head and thinking that they're too salesy or too, you know, they're open way too many days a week and they're just, you know, maybe they shouldn't be open on Wednesday because, you know, they should give room to the other coffee shop to shine. Can you imagine? Like, how ridiculous is that? And that is how beautiful, beautiful entrepreneurs, people with massive value, gold, literally gold, is being hidden away, tucked away, underground, hiding. Oh my gosh, I'm too salesy. I shouldn't sell. Like, it's bad. It's greedy. What are people going to think of me? There's so much shame around it. So here's some homework for you. I want you to journal on releasing your shame around selling. And make it very, very clear in your mind, in your energy, in your body, in your belief system, why people need your product and why you not showing up and selling on a daily basis, how you are doing them a massive, 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 massive disservice, okay? So journal on that. Journal on if I was to release shame around selling, what ideas, thoughts, and belief systems do I need to let go? Journal on that, have fun with that, release the shame around selling, and then be available, right? Be available, be front and center, put your links everywhere that you can when you are providing value. Don't forget to share your offer and your services, you guys. Be available, sell unapologetically. Do it obviously from a place of massive value. I mean, if you're here, if you're listening to my podcast, you are a purpose-driven entrepreneur who has massive value. So I have no doubt about that. And I don't even need to share about that. But I do want to say this, that it is safe to sell. It is good to sell. It is beautiful to sell. And your homework for today and probably, you know, maybe just this whole week, just start getting comfortable with the idea of selling. Begin to change your relationship with selling. Stop seeing it as sleazy and bad and shameful. It's not, you guys. It's really, really not. You're doing people a massive disservice by not selling. You're doing yourself a massive disservice by not selling. You just won't be able to continue, you guys. And if you can't continue, that means the people that you are here to serve, the people that you are here to add value to, are just not going to get what you are here to give them. So just own it. Love it, become it. It's a beautiful thing. Heal your relationship with selling. If you absolutely love this podcast, I am selling actually something myself right now. I have two things that I'm offering. The first thing I have is my one-on-one mentorship for the called one, the person that knows they carry massive value, art, just a massive, massive goodness, and they want to show up and just shine and blaze their light to the world. They just want to get out of their own head, get out of the insecurities and the fears, out of all of that nonsense. And they just want to, you know, they just want somebody to guide them, to lead them, to work with them. I am your girl, you guys. I will drop the link here, as well as I will put it in the notes down below. It's my one-on-one mentorship. You get 4 sessions with me throughout the month. They will go anywhere from 30 to 90 minutes long, just to whatever, you know, amount of time it will take. And then we'll also do, you know, Voxers in between. I will also provide you with journal prompts and homework to get you, of course, to shift you and get you into gear, you know, teaching, speaking, preaching, healing, whatever you are here to do, whatever magic that you are here to release. That's what we will be doing together. And then I also have my Kingdom Entrepreneur membership on sale right now. And that is available. Let's see. So I have 10 spots available this month. If you do decide to join, you will get a free workbook with it for the first 10 people, and then the price doubles on that as soon as we are at capacity. So I wouldn't miss out on that. Go check. I will drop both the links here. I would love to hear your feedback, any comments, any insights, any shifts, any aha, that came through for you. I would love to hear from you. Let me know in the comments below, and I hope you guys have a lovely rest of your day. We'll talk soon.